Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omotu and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain, just taking it a day at a time, I guess. And that's how it goes. If my voice sounds a little hoarse, coarse, it's because I'm recovering from a cold. So I'm doing the best I can. If it's your first time joining us, welcome. You have another 176 episodes to catch up on. So you've got your work cut out for you. And if you are already part of the Moto Kingdom, well, welcome back. Glad to have you on the show yet again. We've got another fire review coming your way, and this time we're taking it to South Africa. If you do like what you hear on this podcast, head over to the Buy Me a Coffee link, which is buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omoto. And MJ Omoto is MJWEMOTO. And buy me a coffee or two or three. And just a special request to everybody out there. My dad's been in the hospital for the last week or so. So your prayers would make a world of difference. And if you do want to help out with some health costs, because out there in Zimbabwe, it's crazy right now. We're doing the best we can, but yeah. You know, sometimes it's just not enough because the costs are crazy. Head over to that Buy Me a Coffee link or reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is MJ Omoto, same on Instagram. And yeah, otherwise, let's do this thing.
The latest African album review is
Blackie is a name that I know you know, especially if you're a listener of the podcast. I reviewed his debut project before now, and it was amazing. He's a South African rapper. I'd say rapper. Yeah, rapper. And he is just like the most talented person I've come across in a long time, especially in that field. But he's working hard, and he's come through with a new EP, which he dropped today, February 18th, 2022. It's titled For Love, and released under M4 Entertainment. It has 6 songs, which is 23 minutes, 22 seconds of runtime, 1 feature, and multiple producer placements like Zuchi, Zuchi Coke Dope, London Roads, Yolofonic, Hercules, and more. Crazy lineup. So let's do it. For Love opens up with Fortune Teller and the voice of the talented Nicole Ellison. And if you're wondering, then let me take you back to Tyler ICU's Bella Ciao Ama Piano Tune, one of the biggest amateur piano tunes that ever came out. And yeah, that Nicole Ellison, she got the R&B on lock though. Blackie showcases some sick melodies on this song with that sing rap style that we know him for, but I mean, it's Blackie. The two talk about a first love type of love, the met in high school type of love, that one, the solid one. Track 2 on For Love is the single we've all heard, Cold. A smash. This is another smooth R&B-ish type of cut, and lyrically, he's actually quite a storyteller, and the way he positions himself in the songs is really what I marvel at. It's like he's talking to someone, you know, and telling that story at the same time, and I really dig that. Cry is the song that took me to the wows of Before Now in terms of the technical mastery. Follow me a bit on this one. By that I mean his delivery, the backing vocals and ad-libs, plus how it's all mixed together. Genius. Yet it's probably not even the hottest tune on For Love. That's how high the levels are. I do love the lo-fi jazzy kind of approach on this song. And on that note, this is a love joint with a unique perspective. Again, like I said, Blackie's got this. I'd say from this tune, Cry, is when I started to hear a lot more of the Before Now Blackie on this particular EP. My top pick from For Love is Umoya, which in my opinion is next after Gwenze Kile. Not saying they're the same, but if it were a project, those two would go well together for sure. He has crafted a sound that is like none other, especially on these two particular songs, and that excites me because he's going places no one has been, and he's doing it his way. And I think he's really loving it as well. I'd say For Love is Blackie through and through, but showing a much softer side, leaning more to the R&B side, especially on the beats. Less, you know, trap kind of vibes, but more R&B-ish. He really went pipes on Weep. Ooh, the boy can sing. And the 808 really sat in there with this white noise-ish ambiance, and I never expected it, man. That's the kind of level you get with Blackie on this EP, because he keeps on surprising you song to song to song, and for six tracks to do that, all of them to do that, is something that a genius can only do. Technically, For Love is right up there. I would put it slightly under Before Now for the attention to detail, but only just. It finds its own place, and this is only a first listen take on my part. The high points really stand out for me. I had too many "how does Blackie do that" moments. And it's so exciting to listen to an artist that does that to you. The whole For Love EP is also refreshing and so smooth. It's interesting that he could tweak things to create a whole new style like this, but undoubtedly being Blackie. Like, you hear him do his thing and you instantly know that's Blackie. That is what you want to be as an artist at any given point in time, where people are like, oh, that's Blackie for sure. And yeah, he's got that. And I just wanted to say, on the fan side, Blackie is unique in that he has a fiercely loyal following behind him. I can guarantee that he's growing that followership daily, and they really believe in his music. You can tell by how he commands attention on social media without trying to do all these gimmicks and rat. People just love him. Dude's only been really doing this 2 to 3 years. Scary what he'll be like in the next 2 to 3 years. This EP comes highly recommended on all fronts. The music is great, the mixing, the mastering, fantastic. Blackie is, for me, the best young act out there in South Africa. All genres, no cap. Listen to For Love. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.